I'm going to call the IBIS Committee meeting to order. Today is Wednesday, March 21st, 2018. The roll call is Stanley Stern is here, Denise Loth is here, Fred Miller is here, Rob Page is excused, Kathy Snowden is here, Will Nathan is here, and Carrie Gustafson is excused. Douglas Dunnar, Council Liaison, is present, as well as Nina Williams, Staff Liaison. I'm now moving to item one, which is the approval of the minutes of the February 21st, 2018 meeting. Do I have a motion for approval?
So moved.
Second.
Is there a second? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I wanted to make a comment about the minutes. Nina is doing a wonderful job of those minutes, and really appreciate it, and captures what's going on very nicely. Then we have the approval of minutes of the meeting where I couldn't talk on March 8, 2018, the special meeting. Do I have a motion for approval for that, those minutes?
So moved.
Second, please.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, now we're going to go into a real work session, which is a discussion of possible action to review the upcoming meeting with Local First Arizona regarding citizens' impressions of our community. Kimber Lanning is in Michigan at a seminar. I will be speaking to her tomorrow or the next day. What this is, guys, is Kimber Lanning. I don't know if you all both had a chance to review the disc that we gave you of her presentation to the committee. Kimber Lanning undertook a project sponsored by this committee and interviewed 64 people, many of them recommended for interview by our committee, regarding their impressions of the community and concerns and positives and negatives. She put that then into a presentation she made to our committee several months ago. It's the first time I've ever been in a committee where the committee applauded the presentation. It was interesting. But from that, we decided that we would seek money for her to continue the process and report her findings to the community. And one of the things that we did as a committee was draw up a list of a cross-section of people in our community who might be interested in attending such a presentation and discussion, which we would hold here in this room. I have been thinking about this. One of the things we don't want to do is turn it into an elitist event, because I think we would be criticized, and rightfully so. So I've been thinking, how do we take this, and we were missing a number of email addresses, and send out emails cordially inviting people to a presentation? Or do we use the city's website? Do we use Fred's Bisbee Wire, which probably goes to almost everybody on this committee, on this group? Or do we use other things, or do we take the personal approach? I'm open for comments. Kathy?
I think that this isn't an elitist list, personally. I think there's a pretty good cross-section.
You feel comfortable about that?
Yeah. I mean, Dylan Hetrow is like 18, you know. I mean, we've got somebody 18 on this list. And, you know, I mean, and I think part of Kimber's suggestion was that these people might be people that would get together to work on some of these projects. So it should be people that have that capability and that have done things like that in the past, because it would certainly make it easier. I mean, what do you think?
Well, it's a difficult situation. So I'm thinking that we should send an email invitation or a written invitation to the people on this list and do a notice on the city website and on the city Facebook page that there will be a presentation by Kimber Lanning at such and such date at such and such place. So you give a general notice to the general public, but you give specific invitation to hear this and that. I mean, you have to say something about what the public meeting is going to be, but otherwise it's just, we're going to be just slammed. You know, who picked these people, and why are you doing this?
I like that idea. So you got these people that are being personally invited, and then we've got
anyone else that might be interested, because you might have some talent out there that we don't know about.
Oh, there is. I mean, this is a self-selected list. I mean, there's a lot of people that could have been invited. We could have invited 200 people on this list, I think, you know. But I think that covers our public notice for people that want to know it. And I don't think you put a notice in the paper. You can if you want. We can if we want
Nobody
to.
Nobody ever reads those. Really,
but yeah, I don't think they do. But you give the public notice so that that's public. And then you give the special invitation to these people that we think are community leaders and represent a cross-section of the community. Now, what happens at the meeting is separate from the invitation thing. So if we're going to pay Kimber Lanning $2,500 to...
By the way, that money has been approved, so...
Okay. To do the meeting, but she needs to have some guidance from us about how she's going to take public comments. Is there going to be any outcome from the meeting? Are we going to try to form committees? As she's suggested, that's going to be more money if we do that, unless we do it ourselves.
Doesn't she do three meetings for that amount?
Remember, she wanted to do three meetings, and then at our committee meeting on the 8th, we talked about it. And we then decided by unanimous vote that we'd ask her to do one meeting. Remember that she
So is it still $2,500?
Right. But yep. do it this way, Kathy. A meeting with us after the meeting.
Okay.
That's
what I was going to say.
The second meeting, the big meeting. And the third meeting she was going to have for other selected people.
Okay.
If we knock out the third meeting, I can ask, but, you know, can we get a lower price? I mean, I'm not embarrassed to ask that kind of question. But so that was the three meetings. One of them was with us. So we're now down to two meetings.
Which are the
big meeting and then meeting with us separately.
After the big meeting.
Right, either after the big meeting or at another date.
But what Fred just said sounds like we should meet with her before the big meeting to talk about process.
This
stuff.
Is what I plan to do is I've got to call into her and she's in a seminar in Michigan at this point, to talk about her presentation, because one, I want it to be very positive and not negative. Or, as I was kidding with Doug in graduate school, I learned about the sandwich approach. The sandwich approach is a good, you know what it is, Will? Okay, a good thing, the bad thing, and a good thing. Ergo, the sandwich approach, and constantly employees. But make it a positive thing instead of a negative presentation, and taking some questions afterwards, but limiting the questions to the scope of her presentation and not going far afield.
She should have experience with that kind of stuff, and she should be able to help us figure out what we want how to handle that and having somebody transcribe the meeting so that there's a bunch of suggestions and
I thought we might even do is meet with her half an hour before the presentation.
Yeah, I think.
And just go over with her, not her presentation, but our concerns about the need for positiveness, the need. Remember, what she wants to do is try to gauge out of this meeting people's interest in working on this further. Now that's got a two-fold strategy. One, it helps us as a community, but it helps her in her consulting business too. So we have to look at it that way. He said as a consultant for many years. But I think that to me would be a way to handle, to make sure that the presentation is done in a very thoughtful but positive way.
Well, I think I disagree a little bit with that, Stan. I think coming out of this meeting, we should have some idea about what we want to say to Kimber. And then we ought to convey that to Kimber.
Right.
I mean, I've done presentations before. I don't appreciate a bunch of people giving me information half an hour before.
Last minute.
Yeah.
So. I agree. No, but you're right, Fred.
Well, we can tell it. We can either write that, write it down, or tell her.
Or what we
like
can
that,
do.
But.
I've got to ask. Nina?
Yes, sir.
Can we do a conference call with the members of the committee on a conference call?
Well,
Under the Arizona open meeting law?
We have to notice that you were meeting.
On a conference call? What?
If you were all going to be attending that, yes. If you were all going to be on that, it's still quorum.
I don't think that's...
No, I don't think we need to do that.
I don't think we need to do that. If we can come up with some basic stuff today,
okay. We
can go through NINA and email to the committee. The committee can then email back through NINA suggestions and stuff, and then whoever's talking with Kimber can...
For Denise and Will's, we're dealing with what's called the open meeting law in Arizona,
yeah,
which means that we have to notice meetings, and only three of us can ever meet together without making it a public notice. We communicate through NINA. So that's when I sent out this information to you. It came from NINA, because that's in agreement with how the open meeting law works. And just, you know, it is what it is, and we deal mm-hmm. with it.
But, it's cumbersome.
So here we go. So, okay, so we do, can we get an agreement about how...
Let's talk about...
We're going to do the
how we're going to notify people.
I think Fred's idea was a good idea.
Okay. Yeah. NINA, will you have a Facebook page, too, for the city?
Yes, sir. We have the website and the Facebook page. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So if we give you an email list to send out, most of these are on there. I'll try to get some other ones. You can just do a bulk email, a BCC?
Yes, sir.
To those people? And okay.
And is that asking too much of you, or is that part of...
Is there a Thank way you. We could explain to them, kind of, so they know why they're coming? Because it's been a long time
oh, yeah.
since
Oh,
we,
no.
We would help her with the language.
What we're going to do is today is create what are the talking points we want in that invitation.
Okay, good.
And then go forward from there, because, you know, one of the things I would like to see in the invitation is that we cordially invite them to a meeting. Number one, and number two, we say, please feel free to bring friends or associates with you. That gets rid of some of the, how did this list get developed?
And then the background for it would be just, like a couple of paragraphs that Local First did a survey. They mm-hmm. surveyed 64 people. They identified certain areas that they think that there needs to be some work done, or something like that.
Right.
And sharing their impressions.
And there's some opportunities for us to take advantage of people that are outside the city that have interviewed people in the city.
And to share their impressions.
Would we be able to just, like, in a very brief way, summarize the four main areas? Because... I mean, if I had no idea what I was going to...
That's a good idea.
You know, because, like, the inconsistency,
you know. That's a good idea.
You know.
So that's good. Yeah. I'm looking at Fred because he's kind of the amanuensis of this group.
Okay.
You like that word?
I do.
You know what it means?
I have no clue, but...
But the word is great.
I have a feeling you're going to tell me.
It means
it
scribe.
It sounds very sexy.
It means scribe. It's not sexy at all.
Scribe.
The amanuensis. I learned that as a young banker. I was the amanuensis. And I put it, what does that mean? Fred, do you want to take a crack at the invitation?
Yeah, I'll do that, and then I'll send it out through NINA, and people can comment on it.
The invitation.
Because there's really just four categories, but some might interest others more than, you know, like economic leakage might get Will mm-hmm. all excited, and it might make him come. Because he thinks about those things, and otherwise it's really vague.
Yeah, no, I think we have to outline what it is, but it can't be overly lengthy.
And it doesn't have to be negative. It doesn't have to say inconsistency.
No.
It can say how we promote ourselves.
Right, how we promote ourselves as a community.
Right.
I mean, we soften it and make it, you know... And
well, we invited Kimber Lanning here to do a survey.
We did.
To do a survey with the idea of finding out what people thought about Bisbee.
What were their impressions of Bisbee?
What their impressions of Bisbee. And this presentation will be the result of the summation of her things. And she identified some areas that are opportunities for Bisbee. That, mm-hmm. And there was lots of divergent opinions about what should be done. So we've invited you to... come to this meeting.
Please feel free to bring
Associates
and friends.
A notice for a public meeting is going out on Facebook and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So we can do that. And then that takes care of the invitation.
That sounds good.
And then the content of the meeting is so Kimber is doing, you know, she's making her presentation. She opens it up for questions and stuff. And then what's the outcome? You're
like
the outcome, man.
Come on. I'd like to know that too.
The outcome would be sign up sheets. If you're interested in working on this, and we'd have a sign up sheet
for each
of the four categories.
Right.
And then that would, those people who are interested, we'd ask them to give us their name, email address, and telephone number. And then we'll be able to gauge if we get a whole bunch of people signing up, that will tell us something, you know, as a committee.
Are we going to have a brainstorming session, or is it just let's figure out who cares about which topic and then take it offline?
I think, so the meeting doesn't get overly extended, what you would then do is invite those people to another meeting.
Yeah.
Now, Kimber Lanning's proposal, her second part of the proposal, covered the setting up of working with those committees. Now, she wanted $10,000 for that. We have requested in the budget for next year $15,000 to $20,000 basically for economic development in this committee. We have, at this point, before we pay her $2,500, the figure that was given the council is $17,000. I think that figure is too heavy.
I thought it was like 15.
I did too. I think you have to take 17 and subtract 3,500 from it, which was phase one of her conversation. So we're really talking about $14,000.
And that's only good until the end of June.
Right.
But I think the problem that Will identified through our last conversation about this is what's the outcomes? Who's going to do it? What's the outcomes? How are you going to monitor it? That kind of stuff. My feeling is that we as a committee cannot do that.
And that was the third part of her proposal.
Yep,
was
right.
Working with those committees on the development of concrete efforts. That then takes us to, do you have a proposal there, Kathy? Do you remember how much the amount of money was for the third part? It seemed to me the whole thing got up to $18,000.
$18,000.
$18,000,
right? That's if you lead. That's for everything.
Yeah.
Facilitating three meetings, continue to oversee committee meetings, ensure ongoing meetings, implementation of short and midterm recommendations through 2018.
Yeah.
So that was $18,000 in total.
No, because it's credits,
yeah, it's
18 here.
Yeah, right.
That's just for LFA leads.
No, LFA leads everything. If they do everything.
Oh, okay. I haven't looked
Bisbee
at this
leads
for a while.
One thing,
right, okay.
If Bisbee and LFA do everything, it's 10 grand. If we do, for her total proposal, it's 10 grand if we participate in.
If we
run the
committees, basically,
yeah.
Or something like that.
And then if it's 18,000 if they do everything, and then she's got her timetable here.
Is the 18,000 for phase three, or is the 18,000
for
total?
Everything?
Total.
So we will have already spent
$2,500 of that.
Right.
So.
Yeah. It's just, you know, I'm
so
looking.
So 15,500 is.
Looking over this, let me tell you what I did here. A piece of paper here. There are certain things in here that doesn't need a lot of committees or stuff like that. For instance, she's got one of the things she suggests is that the visitor centers and the BI and the visitor information office be combined. We can take a look at that and suggest to the council.
The city council.
That would be nice. We talked with Jen Loria. She comes to a meeting, we talk with her, what's the feasibility, what's the difficulty, what's the signage, how much it costs. That can be done.
You know what the difficulty is the visitors associate, the the Cochise County Visitors Bureau requires you have all those other flyers, and they don't fit in the little building.
Okay.
The main problem, that's not the main problem. The main problem is that Bisbee Visitor Center is a, it's a DMO, it's a Destination Marketing Organization, mm-hmm. which qualifies for grants for tourism mm-hmm. in rural areas from the state. So we would have to apply to the state to get DMO status for the Visitor Information Office in the museum.
Oh, we'd have
there's a bunch of stuff that's not difficult.
They're bureaucratic things that we have to do.
Yeah. So that's one thing that our committee can do. That's pretty easy. Another thing is she talks about a lack of coordination between Bisbee and Tombstone and Sierra Vista and stuff. Well, there's a Cochise County Tourism Council. The mm-hmm. Tourism Council is made up from one or two people from each of the cities that contribute toward the budget of the Tourism Council. I suggested to them at a call to the public two or three meetings ago that they restructure it so that there's a paid staff person and a physical location for the county tourism stuff. We can talk about that as a committee, how that would work. And we could make that recommendation to the council because we give them 15 grand every year, more than that.
And part of our motion in our last meeting was that we'd also do a work session with our city council after we have completed phase one of this. I want to make sure they're on board too. But what Kimber is suggesting, I'm going to speak for Rob Page because I've talked to Rob about this and he's not here tonight. But Rob feels very strongly that Kimber could be of great help to our community, mm-hmm. real significant help, and that he would like to see her participate straight through the process. And by the way, Rob is our biggest employer in the city outside of governmental. And nonprofit groups, right? Right.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
The thing is, when you read through her proposals and her long-term stuff, there's stuff that we're not capable of doing, and that even, you know, maybe a committee doing can bring stuff to the council if needed, mm-hmm. Can do certain kinds of things. I mean, our committee, we can either subcontract it out or we could do it ourselves. We can host a tourism roundtable and invite every organization. We can do that. Then she doesn't have to do that, or we can hire her to do it as part of
some of the stuff we can do. I think in the meeting with her after the presentation, we can look at how we would split up the various tasks, because we are just a 7-person committee. I mean, we can do so many things, but everybody, including myself now, have working things that they're working on that are, you know, full-time jobs. So I think what we need to do is to look at what is really doable for our committee and what is something, as Fred used the right word, contract out.
I don't know. Well, what do you guys think?
What do you guys think? Denise?
I am for contracting out.
You are for contracting out?
Yeah, only because of the time management.
I agree. I think it's more realistic. I'm afraid that, I mean, I don't mind being responsible for a committee, but I think if we really want to move this forward in a reasonable time period.
She's a professional. She's done this.
And it's not that much money. I'm sorry. I don't think it's that much.
It's almost embarrassing, quite frankly. Will, what are your thoughts?
We covered a lot of different aspects of it. So specifically on the contract versus ourselves, I'm in favor of contracting it to someone who knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
My biggest concern is what is the outcome, and are people really going in an all-volunteer, one meeting based, no contractual obligation, free form format going to tackle some extremely difficult topics?
I think people who understand them and how critical, there's a lot of stuff in this survey that's really true, and I would really love an opportunity to make it better, mm-hmm. you know, and I think a lot of the people that would be here would probably feel the same way. And I don't think it's negative, you know, I really don't. Everybody thinks it's negative, and, you know, it says the city and the constituents don't communicate. That doesn't mean somebody's wrong.
It's in the eyes of the beholder.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just the way it is. So, but, you know, but I think, Doug, you're a council liaison. If we suddenly start talking about 18K...
You know, there were certainly questions raised, frankly, at Tuesday night's meeting about that, and call to the public as well as talk among council privately. Again, it was the agenda item was posted and then removed because it was certainly under $5,000, and so it did not require council action. But it did, you know, an agenda packet was developed and presented to us.
Sure.
And one of the things it does say in that is that this meeting will result in a presentation of recommendations to council. And I guess I would find that quite useful. I asked the city manager in terms of his response to her findings in terms of the survey, and he said he thought they were solid. So, I mean, that was a positive response,
okay.
Right.
He was given a copy of her presentation.
Yeah, I gave it to him immediately.
Okay.
I guess I'm concerned about where are we going with this. I mean, that was a question that I raised at an earlier meeting. And and I recognize her in terms of having, you know, truly an expert. I mean, somebody who has some insights, and I certainly would welcome her making recommendations to council, and of course it really would be recommendations to the community. Some of the things need to be addressed by council and some of them by community, but I guess I would like, you know, her to come out of this public meeting we're planning to with some recommendations to the community as to how to proceed, and that's a little different from who would be willing to serve on certain committees to develop certain things. I mean, I would like something more concrete than that. Certainly there's an acknowledgement by the city manager and council and the mayor and particularly myself, and that is that certainly the economic development component of the city is frankly the least supported part of the city.
There isn't one.
Since we terminated the community development director position, you know, where it's you and and a few other people doing some things, and so we have a, you know, we put a lot of resources into the visitor center, and certainly that was, you know, we did two major things economically and for an economic development. One, we passed a sales tax to build streets, which is key in terms of economic development, and two, in terms of the bed tax and setting up our rebranding and our web page. And so we have two major actions that were taken.
And the visitor information office.
Correct. But we're at a point now, and as we're moving into budget, you know, I'm brainstorming myself in terms of how does the city address some of the issues here, and having her insights and recommendations there would be helpful. That would be quite different from us sitting around and hashing it over one more time. You know, this is not issues that we haven't discussed before. and certainly, you know, she is a professional, and I would like some specific recommendations.
I think, you know, that when you look through her proposals, she's got it broken down short, midterm, and long term, and stuff. There are certain things that we can cherry pick out of this.
Sure.
Develop a tourism marketing strategy. That's very committee work to do that, and we need to upgrade it, and what's that going to do, and stuff like that. That would be a perfect thing for a committee, because then they could, you know, go to the council with the recommendations and stuff, and it could be implemented through Jen and stuff. That's easy enough to do. I mean, it's not I mean, it's easy to say, but it, yes, it, it involves meetings and stuff like that. But that's basically headwork. The economic leakage, Local First has already started a buy local campaign. Mm-hmm. They're going to continue that campaign.
And we gave them a little bit of money to do that.
Yeah, and now we can, you know, we can figure out, maybe there's some people that are interested in working out, we can figure out other kinds of examples, like how much does a drill cost at B&D, how much does it cost at Ace, how much does it cost on Amazon? Do price comparisons and stuff to show people that this buying one for $3 more at B&D means that there's going to be a job. Or, you know, whatever.
Or the sales tax.
Or the sales tax for the city, yeah. So that's that massive economic leakage is already being worked on. So that's something that can be augmented by people that are interested in that. And the same thing, the lack of collaboration and unified voice or vision, she could be very helpful, or Local First could be very helpful in doing that, and we can help. I think that's difficult, but the workforce one is the hardest one. Mm-hmm. The gaps that impact tourism, because that's the very long term, and it involves education and Cochise College and skill building and all kinds of stuff like that. That's something that would be very difficult for us to deal with. So my feeling is that there are a couple things that we ought to emphasize to Kimber. And that at that meeting that we ought to emphasize that we need volunteers for some of these things. And then also depending on what kind of suggestions come up during the comments from the audience and stuff and go from there. That would be kind of
even
my
if,
thinking about this.
You know, even if we put on each chair a little piece of paper and a pencil and said, itemize the areas you're interested in. And then collected them all.
And those people are not interested.
Just don't fill anything out. But, you know, that way they don't have to say, I want to be on this committee.
Right.
We could sit down after that and wade through that and say, oh, you know, this would be a good use of this person's. Because everybody has different backgrounds, you know, and it's really helpful.
Yeah. I mean, she's going to make a presentation about this stuff. And she's going to talk about her recommendations and stuff. We will get feedback from people, maybe extensive, maybe not, I don't know. But there are things that we can point people to that we think as a committee are really important, like this, like a tourism summit thing, a collaboration on marketing, that kind of stuff. So those would be kind of specific things. Would you be willing to work on this or that or something like that? And then whatever else would come up. Are you willing to be contacted for volunteer work on a committee or something?
I like Kathy's idea of putting it into basically a questionnaire, and seeing those people who are interested will, you know, respond, and those who are not, that's okay. I mean, we're not filling the quota or something. And then see, part of this is going to take a life of its own as we move forward. But I think our discussion with Kimber is going to be key. And I also think one of the things I'd like to accomplish today at this meeting, is there anyone else we should add to this list? I mean,
I know that Ken Bowe asked to be a part of this.
Who did Ken Bowe?
He's a poet.
He asked me specifically, so I'm able to add him. I'd like to. Ken Bowe, yeah. Also, I think that, I'm not sure for Brenda Morales, I wonder if her email was switched. That may be a typo.
Yeah, I think it's a typo.
Okay. Yeah. She's Carrie's associate, so that will take care of that.
Yeah, I mean, I can come up with several more people that should be on here, or could be on here. It's just, you know, it's where you draw the line. And the other thing is, just remembering when you send something out and you invite somebody to do something like this, that you're not going to get all 54 people on this list.
Right.
But maybe they'll bring somebody.
So many people will bring associates. you're gonna have a room full of people. I can't tell you how big the room is going to be. I mean, we know how big the room is going to be. I don't know how many people are going to be there. But there'll be a number of people who will be interested in this. Some just out of curiosity. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are going to really relate to a couple of the points because it's affected them. Especially as a merchant, you know, I can see things on here that have been really frustrating for a long time.
Okay.
You know.
And other people are going to be equally as frustrated. Uh-huh. Sure.
And okay. It's nice to have a third party bring it up because then it's not our little family, you know, the city and us. You know, it's a third party observing it and it's more objective.
And a third party who has got very good credential.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I really echo that, and I guess I still want to make my point as simple as you're saying, well, getting us together to focus is something we can do ourselves. But I think it's not, yes, but we need her to say you need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that needs to be one of her recommendations. As simple as that is, well, when she makes her report to council, what I'm looking at specifically is one of the outcome, then I think that, you know, we can organize that, but certainly the impetus of her telling us that we really need to do that is quite different from we as a group of people in a room come together and say we need to do this and let's get together and do that. I mean,
it doesn't have the weight.
She's got the outside expertise.
Okay,
I don't know,
so
you get a chance to see her biography? So you guys know that her background then.
I did not get the CD though that you're talking about.
Ooh,
the
you
what?
To hear it.
The CD. I didn't get that.
You didn't hear it?
No.
There's a link.
Nina?
I'll get it together.
Okay.
We'll get it for you.
Okay.
I actually don't think I've seen the detailed report that you're reading from, this one.
Yeah, I don't think I've
got that. Because I didn't realize
it would be recommendations. I don't know where I got this.
That came from her when she made her verbal presentation.
Yeah, because I had her send me one because I didn't have one.
Because I'm looking through here going, I thought I had everything.
Because I knew I saw that. This, everything is attached.
Yeah.
And I read through it, but I didn't know that she had made specific recommendations.
Yeah.
So you and I just...
Yeah, that's all I got.
We'll get that for you.
Did you hear the CD?
I started listening to it.
Yeah, I mean, if you listen to the CD, what she did was then take the CD and make some recommendations out of it.
So are the two of you the only ones that didn't get this, the recommendations?
I don't know if anyone else...
Yeah, I called Kimber and she sent that to me.
Okay, we'll get it for you.
Well, do you think you could make two copies?
Sure.
Okay.
That'd be great.
We'll get it for
you.
So, yeah, because this is a really good document. Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing is we've got three parts here going. We've got an invitation to be sent out. We've got a meeting that Kimber is going to host. I mean, there's going to be a conversation.
We're going to host a meeting
with Kimber. She's going to host a meeting. She's going to detail her presentation. There's going to be some talk. Whatever, we're going to put something out for volunteering. And then we haven't talked about, but I think that she should make a presentation to the council based on that.
I think
that's
going
to be more money, unless we can talk to her about getting this as part of the $2,500.
Maybe we, let me talk to her about doing it this way. That additional meeting with our committee, which is built into that $2,500 figure, the fact that we're cutting out one committee meeting, one group meeting, could we have her come down when we make a presentation to the council that she is very much involved with that? I think that would be helpful to the council, too.
Well, certainly, again, the packet for Tuesday night's meeting was that she would facilitate this meeting and make a report to council. I mean, that's how it was stated. Certainly when people said, well, this is a lot of money for just facilitating the session. And my response was, but she's making recommendations back to us, and she has...
And she's also traveling, you know,
from Phoenix. Well, she's an expert. I mean, it's not just somebody facilitating a meeting and you know, as we've had many times in terms of talking about what we could do here. I mean, people in Bisbee love to talk about what should be done here and endlessly.
Well, and it would improve her chances of us moving forward with this.
Absolutely.
If she makes the presentation.
So I suggest, you're probably going to be talking with her, I suggest that for the $2,500 that you have a meeting about what we hope the meeting will look like, the meeting hosting itself in the answer session, and then a presentation to the council about the meeting and about any outcomes that come out of that for $2,500.
We'll see if she'll do that.
See if she does that.
I think we would do that first bit on a conference call.
Right. That's what I was going to say.
And that would not necessitate her coming down.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, I just mean just talking with her with a conference call
between her and the committee,
yeah.
And we can set that up. You know, I used to have that whole system.
Also, are we asking her? I think this is important. Are we asking her just to report back, or are we asking her to make recommendations to council? And I
her impressions, and from those impressions, what are her recommendations?
Because I think that's really important that she make recommendations. I think that we need to have something that we can hold up that I can take to council in terms of budget that's coming up, that also we each can take to our respective communities and saying this is what she recommended. And these are specifics to follow through on. Certainly a very specific example that I shared with Fred, and that is that Local First is initiating this localist, they're called localist program, Buy It Home. But certainly the presentation that she, that Rachel made to council, she actually used three verbs, and that is something like develop, support, and promote local businesses. And I'm interested in terms of what those two first verbs might mean. That this be more than a decal in your window.
Oh, yeah.
Is there an opportunity through her organization then to provide support either through Rachel or whoever in terms of how we can develop and support existing businesses in terms of keeping more of the local dollar here. Telling people how important it is to buy local is one part of this. The other part is to provide more services here so as the people don't feel they have to go elsewhere. And of course, you know, a very specific example that's come before council and has been discussed, and that is that, you know, we are buying office supplies out of town. Certainly there's an opportunity here.
Well, we do have Bisbee office.
Correct. But there is an opportunity here, either through Bisbee office supply or a partner or whoever, in terms of expanding the services that is being provided. I mean, there used to be a person, I think, out of Benson, who actually made the rounds in terms of visiting his clients and taking order.
How old-fashioned.
Yeah. But at this point, you know, the alternative is, well, she could put more things on the shelf, but that's very limited in terms of what...
She orders. I mean,
right.
I've used her for 25 years.
Mm-hmm. But it's something
she
that
orders
we...
things in.
I have too, but it's something you initiate rather than she initiate. I mean, there needs to be a link in there.
But if the city went to her and said, look, we have this much money we spend every year on office supplies, and if you can do these things...
For this money.
We will give you our business.
Gosh,
I mean, that's
great.
What you do. I mean... You try to get somebody in to open a pizza place, and you tell them we're gonna throw away the rule that you have to have 10 parking spaces. We want you here, you know. And we've not done that. We've really not reached out and done that.
Right. And again, I say there's an opportunity to facilitate that. I mean, that's another example.
I think the important thing coming out of this, though, is that she is very much part of the iBisbee meeting with the council. And her recommendations to the council. I'm hopeful that the council members will come to her presentation. And some will, and some may not, for various reasons. But at the council meeting, it'd be a work session, would it not?
Right.
A work session would be set up where she would be, frankly, the principal contributor in speaking about what's going on. And her recommendations. And that should then open the door for us to continue her contracts with us if the council finds this to be important. She takes the role here, Doug, of a sounds silly, but an economic development officer at a lot less cost.
Yeah, we used to spend $65,000 and he didn't do anything.
Plus fringe.
Yeah.
You got to add another 30%.
Another 30% on top. Right. So $100,000 versus 18.
Versus 18, yeah. Exactly. Okay,
so to sum up.
Well, let me make sure where we are. You're going to draft a invitation.
Correct.
To the list.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get a hold of Rob Page and get the email addresses of his people. But that shouldn't be hard. And then that will go out. Nina is going to check with the county to determine availability of this room and when it will be available, what dates in early April. Easter comes early this year.
Too fast.
Too fast, you think?
Easter will be over. It's the first, isn't it?
Passover starts March 30th.
By the time
so that's normally Good Friday.
I think late April.
Late April, okay.
Late April, yeah.
Okay.
How's that going to impact the budget?
Why don't we, when is the budget?
Well, the budget was pretty well be decided by then. Yeah. But anyway, I can't remember now when we adopt the final. We'll have several study sessions.
You know. Don't you adopt it in June?
Well, that's when it starts, July 1st, so it's effective.
No, the final adoption is in June, but there's the actual adoption generally happens.
Nina, do you know the date?
Kind of early May-ish.
Mm-hmm. Early May is for the tentative,
right.
And then June is for the
final.
Right.
But all the work done is done at the tentative. That's where people have their input. The final is just pro forma.
Then we want to shoot more for the middle of April.
Because it's the 21st already, Stan.
I know.
It's Kimber that has to prep for it. It's not us.
No, I know it, but it's still, we have to notify people.
We have to notify people. We've got a lot of things.
But if you notify them in this town ahead of time, they don't even remember there's a meeting. I mean, people buy tickets to concerts the day before the concert, lucky.
We can do some follow-ups. I mean, but it just seems like...
Wait.
It seems like three
Doug, I'm concerned that we have time to wedge it into your budget discussions, or reach for some more money for economic development. I'm just looking at the reality of this.
Yeah, concern I expressed earlier in terms of what we see as outcomes here, and of course I'm most interested in terms of how this can be used to influence the budget, the city mm-hmm. budget. I mean, there are certainly other players in this. But
well, you have this. Nina, yes, when in May does that tentative budget have to be done?
I think it's done the second meeting in May.
The third Tuesday.
But the work happens, you know, the department heads submit their budget to the city manager and the treasurer. They go over it. And in the past, there's been anywhere from 1 to 5 meetings that are open to the public that talk about different sections of the budget. And so sometimes that goes fast, sometimes it goes slow. And that's the time where people publicly can comment about what they want to see in the budget. The work done, if you want something inserted in the budget, is to go to the department heads before that tentative draft budget goes to the city manager. Once it goes to the city manager, then they have the hearings publicly, then they adopt the tentative budget, and then they adopt the final.
Niners got the date.
The community development budget work session will be on May 9th, tentatively right now.
May 9th for the community?
For community development, yes, sir.
Okay. And then, do you have the budget hearing scheduled?
That's helpful, Doug.
Yeah.
We just won one, Doug.
Uh-huh. The tentative adopted budget is May 15th.
Okay. And
then the public hearing on the budget and the tax levy and TNT is on 6/19.
Okay, but on May 9th, that's a community development
That's just the work session to go over that part of the budget.
But May 9th is what you said?
Yes.
May 9th.
Is there other date, other day scheduled, is it the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th?
Oh, yes, it's, the first one starts on April the 11th.
Okay, 4/11.
And that's just kind of like a budget 101. 4/18 is the public works funds.
Okay.
4/25 is the public safety. And 5/2 is the general government funds. And like I said, 5/9 is the community development, culture, and rec funds.
So you would want a work session before then, right, Tom?
Again, if we have significant recommendations, you know, budget recommendations, I mean, if some of it is just how we modify, a modification of how we're operating our tourism office, that's, you know, that's...
That becomes chit-chat.
Well, but it is part of her recommendations. Right. It's part of her recommendations here.
There's some things that will be separated out, like that, the tourism recommendation, the visitor office and stuff. That's not something that we want to talk about for necessarily for budget, although that will impact the budget. But that can all be done beforehand. That's pretty easy to do, I think.
What I'm looking at is I'm going to discuss calendar with Nina is going to find out the availability of this room in April. Then discuss with Kimber Lanning her calendar, and then come back to the committee through Nina with the dates. But then what we need to do, does the work session have to be on the day of a council meeting, Douglas?
That's
how does
what
that
I was
work?
Wondering.
I'm not sure. I normally, we kind of meet on Tuesday, so I'm assuming that's probably going to be Tuesday, a series of Tuesday night meetings, but it could be, it doesn't have to be, I'm sure.
4/11 is a Wednesday.
Okay.
4/18 is a Wednesday.
Okay, that's Wednesdays.
4/25. So all the budget stuff is happening on Wednesdays. But let's try to schedule a work session with the council before a regular session, if possible. Because, I mean, they're going to be here for weeks. You know, every day of the week, just about. And then there's Nina, you know. So we could try to... So if the first one is 4/11, next one's 4/18, public. I mean, we could try for something... what do you think is a good day for this, or a good night for this?
I was going to ask if Nina... do you think that Kimber would... We would meet, and then the next day Kimber would do a presentation, or would she come back again?
I want to use a conference call.
No, I mean, okay, we're going to do a conference call, but then we're going to have the meeting with all the people.
Yes, yes. But
and the next thing is
the conference call gives us the chance to talk to Kimber as a committee.
But if we meet with the people and then she has to give a presentation, would we put those 2 days together so she could come down once? You know, that would affect the timeline too. You know, could she, I mean...
If we could have the meeting the week of April 15th, that's April 15th to the 21st, the general meeting, the public meeting.
Public meeting.
And then, let me see, when is... Council meetings are the 1st and 3rd, so April 3rd and April 17th are going to be the council meetings. And then the council will not meet again until May 1st.
And then the 15th.
So we could ask for a work session on May 1st. We could have the public meeting the week of April 15th, sometime there. we could ask for a work session on May 1st, May Day, for a work session before the council meeting.
What do you think, Douglas?
Well, likewise, we could this May 9th meeting, likewise, could be where our recommendations are made. I mean, that's already scheduled.
But that's the budget hearing.
Correct. That's where the budget is developed.
Right. I would personally rather have some time to make presentation and some time for people to consider the implications, because at that work session whatever Kimber recommends and stuff, we want to put on, we want to put our 2 cents in for the economic development budget too.
Right.
I would rather have people think about that rather than go right into a budget meeting.
So you think if we can do it on May Day, it'd be great.
That would be the optimal.
And that would be a meeting of this group with her to develop recommendations to present to council on the 9th?
I thought we were going to present to council on May 1st.
Well,
he's asking. She would make her presentation to the council at a work session on May 1st.
Okay.
We would not necessarily have a meeting with her after the public meeting.
Okay.
We could have a conference call. We could leave that up to her, what she thinks. We could ask her for a report before she comes down here. That might be the easiest thing, a report on what she considers coming out of that public meeting. We see a report. We have that report that she gives a report to the council meeting. I don't know if that is too much for her schedule or not.
I'm going to have to just talk with her.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
But that would be my recommendation for the schedule. And I don't know what night's a good night for a meeting, for a public meeting.
Thursday, maybe.
Well, certainly council's going to be meeting every night almost.
It's always
going to. That's just reality. So.
Yeah. And you'll be meeting in this room?
By April 15th?
Well, yeah, they start the 11th.
Douglas,
but they're starting there on Wednesday.
You meet in this room
council
every night? So her big presentation meeting may conflict.
No,
because a work session is earlier.
No, that's the work session. But when she makes her presentation to the invitees.
Well,
no, that.
If I could speak for just
absolutely, come on. You could join this table, bring up a chair.
The 17th and 18th of that week, the mayor and council, the 16th, there's something on there, and the 19th. So I'm thinking the 20th, which is a Friday, that's when we don't have anybody.
That's a hard time to get people to show up.
I know.
Yeah.
Not that I have a wild Friday night. Will does.
Well, unfortunately, I'll be traveling for most of April.
Oh, for God's sake.
That
Jesus.
Kind of throws that off.
The 18th is already your iBusiness committee meeting, and we could just make her presentation to the
public?
The public instead of you holding them.
But you've got a budget session.
Oh, that's right. We're going to have to cancel you anyway. Sorry, yeah. You're right. See, I'm not thinking.
Well, yeah.
Do we have to do it here? I mean, is this considered?
It doesn't have to be done here.
What if we got the Royale?
We could
or something?
Go to St. John's.
Or St. John's.
St. John's?
Yeah.
How do we get St. John's? Who do we contact there?
Oh, I can do that.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
How big, how much?
It's as big as this, if not.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's a good 100 people.
Oh, maybe that would be a better place to have. Then we're not in conflict with the council.
Yeah.
The only bad thing is then the council won't be able to come to the presentation.
Well, it depends on when we have it.
Huh?
Depends on when, what day.
Well, it sounds like they're meeting every single night.
Sounds like
they're meeting
on the wall.
Well, that week is the 17th and the 18th, they're meeting. They're open Monday.
They're open Monday and Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah. It's just that this is not available Monday and Thursday, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So St. John's, here we come.
Either there or the Royale or, you know. There,
well,
there's
until they
seating.
Get the turmoil straight
well,
out.
Yeah, why don't
Royale,
we
I don't want
stay
it.
Away from
I
that?
Well, Gene's already there.
I know, but it's, so. It's, you know.
I mean, St. John's may be a perfect place to have it, yeah.
St. John's. We could even
and Will is traveling, so maybe you're going to miss all this.
Well, if I can find a way to dial in or video conferencing.
It is.
I don't know if we can.
I'm okay, whatever.
I don't know. Yeah.
Can you do two what? People like that?
Oh, yeah, no, you just have to set up a little computer there.
Okay.
And then have a video conference.
Are you
going to
be gone too?
I've got to check my. I didn't bring my calendar with, but there are 2 weeks that I'll be out and about. But.
Well, let's schedule this for 4/16.
Well, we're going to try.
What day is that?
Yeah, that's a Monday night.
We're
going to
try.
It's a Monday night at St. John's. And we can schedule it at 5:30 or 6 o'clock.
Is this our public
This is
meeting?
The public meeting.
Okay.
You know, we could do something like maybe start at like to have them open at 5:30 with coffee or something. And then we'll start at precisely 6, because that way if people go to work and they get off at 5,
right,
they're going to want to go home,
right,
if nothing happens till 6.
So 5:30, 6 o'clock is cocktail hour.
Yeah.
Can we get stuff to serve?
Coffee and cookies or something.
We want to see if St. John's will let us use something.
They have stuff.
Let me check with them and see if I can arrange something or other. Maybe I can get something.
Doug, does that look pretty good to you in terms of timing?
You think St. John's would be cool? Because that's
your church. Right. I mean, that's space. Likewise, the Presbyterian Annex is, you know, a good space, too.
That's true. They have a couple of space.
St. John's is a little more...
I like that. And it'd be fun to go to the new building.
Yeah, well, we've got a new building, that's a good point right there. It's been totally renovated.
Okay, so we'll try to do the 16th.
That's circled.
That's first choice.
What day is that?
That's a Monday.
Oh, good.
We'll do the 19th as a second choice. That's a Thursday of that week. And then we can try to do
May 1st.
4/23. April 23rd is the third choice.
That's my 56th wedding.
Well, she's tired of you by now.
56.
Private man, I call an answer.
No, I'm not going to do that.
I want you to walk into the wolf's den.
But you're going to celebrate on the 22nd, though. You're going to go to Roca.
We will go to Roca.
So that'd be a Sunday. So 23rd. I mean, if you don't want it, we don't want it.
They'll be celebrating all weekend. What are you talking about?
56 years.
That's amazing.
With the same people.
It's kind of fun.
It's hard to believe. I don't know.
Oh, it's wonderful.
I'm sure it is. Yeah.
It ain't going to happen, Fred. So.
No, it ain't. No. I got 10 years, and oh my God. 40? 40, so that's out there. 4/23 is not good for you.
It's fine. I mean, you know.
Okay. So let's make that the third choice.
Hopefully we won't have to go that far.
You're not going to be here, right?
But I could come on May 1st, but that's probably too late.
Yeah, that's a little bit late, I think.
But May 1st is an important date to meet with the Council of Kimber's.
Okay, so if we can do it by the 4th, the 16th would be optimal, because that would give Kimber time to get the input, make a report and stuff, and that'll give us a couple weeks before the Council meeting.
And if it's the 23rd? I'll check and see if this room's available, because there's nothing going on that day.
Okay. Yeah, there is. I'm going to be married for 56 years.
He's going to renew his vows here in the county.
Just in case St. John's doesn't have that.
Yeah, we could even, I mean.
Okay, let's just, so to summarize, are you going to talk to Kimber?
I'm going to talk to her about dates.
Okay, dates.
I've already sent her an email that we have funding available for her, so that takes care of that part of it. And that we'll talk about dates. We're going to talk about 2 days. We're going to see if April 16th is available for her, or April 19th, and May 1 is available on her calendar. We're then going to set a conference call.
If she's available for those 2 dates, then May 1.
Then May 1, right.
Yeah. And I suggest explain to her we want to do it before the budget.
Well, we're going to explain that
from a
marketing point of view from her company, it's a very good move.
It's a very good move.
Okay. Then we're going to do a conference call before the big meeting with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and you know, that will take us maybe an hour on the conference call, but we'll set up a conference call with her.
That day of the meeting?
No, before, about a week before that. We'll set up a conference call with her for all the committee members who can join in. You know, Will's in Upper Jalopy. He'll join us then. You know.
He's expanding his business empire.
Yeah, no, I'm doing New York stuff. I'm going to a conference of entrepreneurs in Berlin.
Okay. Oh, you poor thing.
You were in Berlin?
Bring some goddamn entrepreneurs to Bisbee, will you?
Oh, yeah. That's the point. Like, everywhere I go, everyone's so excited about Bisbee.
The Germans love the Western thing.
Yeah, they do. Everyone I talk to, that's what I tell them, and then they get, you know, it's just a matter of time.
I'll send you a list of possibilities that need filling. like somebody that wants to run bike tours, for instance.
Yep. Well, so I have a friend from New York who's coming to Bisbee for a bike tour, who's involved in my Foundation for Art, and he's the perfect person, and they're thinking about...
Come to the bar.
So I'm going to make sure that they go to the bar. I'm going to have a whole day with them to go around Bisbee. He worked for the MoMA. He was a preservationist, a digital artist.
Oh, cool. Okay, sure.
He's going to love it here, so they're coming around. And then I've got another friend who just moved to Tucson, who is in Missoula or somewhere around there.
Okay.
And I met him with a different group of friends. He's an extremely talented e-commerce entrepreneur who I'm convincing to move to Tucson, which actually means I'm convincing to move to Bisbee.
Move to Bisbee, right.
To get to Bisbee eventually. So, you know, it's happening.
Okay, good.
And I have a group coming in June. There's a big wellness conference called Revitalize that happens in Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing a pre-Vitalize event in Bisbee for four or five wellness influencers who all have very large audiences. And so that's in motion. We're going to be broadcasting things from the building. So, so when I go away, it's like to bring people back.
Bring people way to go, Will.
Okay.
Yeah, keep going.
But I want to summarize where we are right now.
Okay.
One, Fred is going to work on the invitation submitted through NINA for the committee for comments. And I'd like to get comments back within 2 days after you get it, please, so we can move on. NINA is going to prepare an email once she has the invitation and it's approved to send out to the invitees on our list. Number three, I'm going to talk with Kimber Lanning and see if we can't isolate dates for her presentation to the public, isolate a date for a conference call with our committee, and isolate May 1 to meet with the city council. And that's where we are at this point, given our situation. Is there anything else on this agenda item you guys would like to talk about?
I think it's good.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's good.
That's where we are.
Good.
I'm going to then move to the discussion of Trails Project.
okay.
I think our timing is now right to go back to Freeport.
Well, let me report first.
Please.
I talked with Robert today.
Good.
And told him that we were...
Robert is Robert Quintanar.
Robert Quintanar, the supervisor of the Freeport-McMurrin
in Queen
Mine Branch. And he, I told him we're gonna start restarting the trails. I'm waiting to get some responses back. I asked Larry Milan, who's has a blog about hiking in Bisbee that goes out to this very informal Bisbee hiking group. That about what we were doing about trails on Freeport, that I was asking for, if anybody wanted to work on them, to contact me. I've gotten one contact out of that so far. I can't remember his name, but...
It wasn't Ken Huseman, was it?
No.
Because I mentioned it to them.
So I'm going to ask some people specifically. But today I talked with Robert. Robert had the CEO of Freeport, U.S., four or five vice presidents from Phoenix out 2 or 3 weeks ago. They went up to, what's it called?
Galena
thing. For some reason, there's a blank. The Galena Trail that we did, we have done a Galena Trail up there and cleaned it up and stuff and haven't done anything for 2 years on it. But he took them up there and they were very, very excited about it. They were also very excited about trails on the Den Mine and what you call the canyon area that we've been talking about. We have gotten, and they really, really liked it. So we have gotten very, very good support at high levels in Freeport's U.S. office in Phoenix. So we can start proceeding with that. We just need some people to do that, including myself.
That is really good news.
That is, yeah. The second thing I learned about that, and just as an aside, those two big round structures that are opposite on Highway 80, those are going to be removed by the end of the year.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And that was just a side stuff. So, Doug and I have talked about stuff, because we were talking about the bikes and the trails. We need, neither he and I can do a lot of this stuff just by ourselves. We need somebody to step up and say that they want to do bike tours. They can. He's got a written thing about the trail that he is proposing stuff. We need somebody to come in and take it and do that. We can't do that. What the committee can do is we can write a letter to, it would be ADOT, or go through the council, I'm not sure which one, and write a letter to ADOT to see if we can get some striping done on Highway 80 between Old Bisbee and Lowell, and to see if we can get a bike path there. That's something that we can do. It's just a kind of a letter stuff. I'm going to talk to the Boy Scouts and see if I can get one or two of them to help us map out the trails. I've got a couple other people that use GPS stuff. I don't use it myself, but they know very much so we can map out a trail at Den Mine. And it seemed like Freeport was open to a guided tour up in the Galena Trail. So that's kind of where we're at now. Doug and I have talked about the city trail, which now goes from, God, what is it? It's not Wood Canyon, but is it Art Avenue up there? I forget where it starts.
It's not Star.
Yeah, it's access from the Star, and it goes around the north side of the city above it, and it goes around, and then it forks. One fork comes down at the end of High Road. There's one house there. And the other fork goes on, and it goes around Zacatecas Canyon, comes down Brewery Gulch. That's the fork that people really, really don't want people going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason why we can't block that off and make that and make the city trail. There's only one house that's affected, maybe two houses, maybe, that's affected by people going by on a trail up there. That's a possibility to develop. But a lot of this is just my inertia. I'm doing some stuff, but I've got a range of stuff that I'm doing, so I'm not moving on it as fast as I can. So I'm going to try to get some help in the next 2 weeks and sort of kind of kick it off and get out in the field.
Would it make sense for you to mention maybe in the Bisbee Wire, post on Facebook,
I'm going to do that.
Looking for people who would be willing to help trailblaze and,
Doug and I talked about it, maybe I can write a little article about just about trails and the Bisbee Committee and what we've been doing and that we need some help and
Laura would probably put it in.
Because you're going to find there'll be people interested in helping us.
I think so, yeah. People that aren't interested in any of the other crap that's going around, but they're interested in hiking.
Who like to cycle and hike.
That's a great report. That's a real breakthrough.
Well, I think so. I think that this support from Freeport at a pretty high level.
I was beginning to concern myself that the lawyers run that company. There are companies that lawyers run, and there are companies that the companies run the lawyers.
Yeah.
And
Well, Robert was very complimentary to me, as he was to Fred here earlier today. He says that the script that we wrote for the Galena Trail, boss, a vice president, got a hold of that and got so excited by that that he got that in the hands of everybody. And so everybody was primed when they came down, because all of a sudden they could really see what we had done and what the benefit to them to their company.
It's a direct for Denise and Will's. The trail overlooks the soil reclamation work that they've done. One side.
You know,
on the other side
school,
of the trail,
Let me tell them where it is. Do you know where School Terrace Road is?
Yes.
And Highway 92.
Okay. Do you know? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Warren, you know where the Warren High School is?
Warren High School,
you go by the high school and it comes there's a stoplight.
Right. 92. That's School Terrace.
There's a Freeport-McMinn Road right about there that goes up and goes up around, and there's an overlook to look down on the high school in Warren. There's an overlook, and the rest part of it you can see two or three different head frames from mines before.
Is it on the same side?
Almost reclamation
work. Is it school or is it on the opposite side?
No, it's right behind the school.
Behind the school, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it's a beautiful trail.
What's Den Mine?
And it's not, not that hard.
Behind the cemetery is the mine that's behind the cemetery.
Evergreen?
Right. The access is out by Lowell. Across from Lowell, you go up there, you know where those big round things are.
Yeah.
You go up there, there's a gate, And then you go back there, and there's Den Mine. It's also some kind of canyon or something.
Who knew?
There's a, yeah, there's a little pond up there and stuff. That's a wildlife pond that they've done and stuff. So there's, we've been up there before, but we really haven't blazed a trail. And that, if we do a trail, we can do a trail that comes down somewhere around the Sheriff's Department up on Highway 80.
Okay.
I think it's a great initiative.
Yeah.
The other The other thing that happened Tuesday night's meeting, it really fits in with your, you use the word wellness. The council adopted finally a sustainability plan. And there's a big component in that on health and wellness. And under that, in terms of walking, about Bisbee being a walking community and the importance of walking for your
health.
And it was major. I mean, this wasn't just a line. I mean, it was a major statement there. And so this is more than just, quote, tourism. It is our own. And frankly, that's
how we want to market.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Cool. That's very exciting. That's good job.
So that's that. There's nothing actually happening yet. There's a lot of talk about stuff happening.
but you've got a buy-in from people that you need to have a buy-in from.
Very much so.
That's good. Cool. Okay. I'm going to move on, guys. I told Anna it may be a short meeting. Let's talk about what's going on in our community. Is there anything we should be talking about on current things that are going on?
Interest rates are going up every week.
They are.
The last 8 weeks, every week.
Well, what is your... what's your average interest rate now, mortgage?
I think it's 4. I just looked it up.
Almost 4.5.
Yeah. It's about 4.5.
And they're projecting it could get up to 6 by the end of the year.
That's by the crazy. End of the year?
By the end of this year.
Stupid.
5.5 to 6%.
How robust is the housing market here?
It's dropped off since last month. So I've been kind of keeping track since I've gotten on the committee. So it's dropped in the last 30 days.
Five homes sold in February. Yeah. 9 homes sold in January.
Right.
And who knows what's going on.
Well, hurry up.
I know. I'm working on it. Commercial land. How are you still interested in land for commercial business? I've got some stuff coming up on Naco Road. It's about a little over 10 acres on Naco, and then behind it is residential lots. So.
But you got buyers or are you?
Sellers. Yeah. I've got the listing. So.
Naco Highway or Naco Road?
It's on Naco Highway.
Naco Highway.
Scary. Naco Road. I'm like, where's 10 acres?
Naco Highway. You know, cool. When I first got here, I'm like, what? There's a Naco Road?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's
see.
I noticed there's a lot of great deal of tourism walking around.
Yes.
Are they buying? I'm looking for bags. I don't see that many bags.
You know, go ahead.
I had my best day ever last week. It was quite. I sold all sorts of different things.
Who bought? Was it out of towners?
Both.
Or
it was
locals?
People, it was
that's
locals
good.
And their friends.
Oh, that's good.
So I sold out all my dolls. I sold a radiator to a couple from Phoenix.
I'm looking for radiators. What kind of radiators do you
like, do you want 1907 ones?
That's what I have, yeah. I need those.
Okay, well, come by.
David and Linda are giving me all theirs, but we can't get them out of their house.
It was all bigger ticket items, and it was because a lot of the stuff I've been selling lately is like copper cubes and little things, but these were all vintage pieces, and they were larger, and it was really nice to,
cool.
to kind of get that in motion.
Very cool.
How about you, Kim?
Yeah, it's been good. We've had a great month. We've started moving some furniture, which we don't move a lot of compared to jewelry and everything else. I think we're going to come out. We're way ahead for the year.
Right.
So, but you're right. People aren't buying. It's like there's all these people,
mm-hmm.
and you think you should be making $2,000, and you're making $1,500 because a lot of people don't buy.
Mm-hmm.
It the way it feels after being here 12 years.
Right,
you know,
I see a very distinct stratification of who's coming in. There seems to be the old Bisbee guard who comes in and says, "Oh, you're doing something great. Bye." You know, and then there's the tourists who come in and they can't afford anything in the store,
and they can't get it home.
And they can't get it.
Time. Yeah, that's
they
always
can't get it home.
Yeah.
And then there's the 10 to 15% L.A., Portland, S.F., New York. Mm-hmm. They come in and they love it and they buy. Yeah, it's not the prices are half
prices
what they expect.
We're inexpensive compared to
It's really difficult to price a store when you've got complete opposites You know, I get a lot of kids, teenagers coming in from, you know, Douglas and from different areas around here, and they just love the stuff so much, and they want all these 90 things. And I'm like, I give them literally 70% off, and they still can't afford it, you know.
Oh,
and it's, so it's kind of frustrating, because I can tell how much they enjoy it. I can tell how excited they are to have something where they feel comfortable and they like shopping. So that's been a challenge for me. But yeah, we were able to sell a lot. You know, and I also opened up the store within a store. So that's the apothecary ritual company in the back corner of my space.
I've got to get in there.
Katie Peterson has joined to run that store, and she's also doing some tarot readings in there. And she has a successful store in Tucson that she's bringing people down. And it has all sorts of oils and bath stuff and, you know, things that for the local community. 29.
Right next to Roca.
Yeah, so that's...
Okay, I'll go
yeah,
there
so
tomorrow.
And also, you know, it's interesting. I get a lot of pre-Roca traffic. And they come in and they don't bat an eye about... And what's really interesting is that my best time for selling volume is 6 p.m. after I'm supposed to be closed. I'm just hanging
out
there.
No one else is
well,
open.
Well, that's because you're by
you.
Roca. No, right. we tried it, but we're too far away from Roca.
Gosh.
You know, if you're by Roca, Luann usually stays open at Beliza till 7.
She does, yeah.
And yeah. It's because of the Roca traffic.
Yeah, and, you
that's
know,
great.
But I really do feel like people, that what I'm seeing now is the people who are coming because there's a friend, a family member, someone who is tying them to this community. I don't see people yet being like, I chose Bisbee. But
right.
Those ties are becoming more popular right. Because people have heard of it. And so they're starting to be more active in that front.
Yeah.
Let's see, Roca has our Wednesdays, Thursdays, and our weekends are always good. But Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays, we're starting to do anywhere from 70 to a little bit over 100 dinners on weeknights.
Wow.
Weekends are good. They're around 150 dinners, something like that. My inn had the best February ever at 86% occupancy.
Wow.
I'm heading for, I think, 84% occupancy in March, which is last year was about the same. I've had two good years. I've heard from two long-established merchants that they sell stuff. Their best days are on weekdays. Their not-so-good days are weekends because
right.
There's a lot of looky-loos. And
yeah.
They come in and they look, and it's families. They don't have the money. They don't like them. They're not looking for that. They just want to experience Bisbee.
You know, we do best sometimes on, like, Tuesday and
Wednesday
because everybody's closed. So they come and spend a long time in my store because there's only two other stores open.
Right.
But the one thing that Kimber mentioned in here about hobby stores, there's no more hobby businesses on Bisbee. Or there's one, and
the bookstore? I mean, the bookstore in the convention center, she has some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like
oh, yeah.
Arts and stuff.
Yeah, she has art
no
supplies,
hobby
music
stuff.
Supplies.
Yeah.
No, we mean hobby businesses.
Oh, hobby businesses.
Someone who just creates a business that they show
oh,
up.
Oh, like this is my hobby.
So there really isn't. I mean, the hours seem to have standardized quite a bit for Main Street on Bisbee. Most people are open at least Tuesday through Saturday, and quite a few people are now open 7 days or 6 days.
We always
I know, you always
work on it. I'm working on it.
That's what
we're from
California.
I can't do
it.
You say, you know, it's
know,
like,
we have to be open.
Problem, yeah.
Well,
like
you
Chicago
also mentioned on the conference call the other day, you saw National Geographic Traveler magazine.
This month had the whole feature was Arizona, and there was a small section on Bisbee.
Cool.
As part of that. In addition to, I mean, just the report from New York City, there's all sorts of Arizona interest happening in terms of new perfume lines, new advertising campaigns. There's posters that literally just say Arizona that are on bus stops in New York right now.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's because they have had so many snowstorms there. It's like, get me out of here.
Advertising
for
Arizona Office of Tourism has a pretty wide range.
Yeah.
And they have target cities. One was Minneapolis, one was New York, one was Chicago.
But we got to get a flight
direct
to Tucson.
Well, that's the whole problem is getting here and getting out of here.
Yep.
But
there was a flight.
For the exact time that I was deciding to move here, there was the flight, and then
There was a nonstop, and then quote under a mutual agreement, they pulled it. American Airlines said, "We don't have a profit out of this. Goodbye."
Yeah. Yeah.
There was
okay.
I have one more thing.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to introduce Kristen She's the first artist residence at Object Limited. She's staying in the building and painting.
Oh, cool.
Good, welcome.
Well, I presume not painting the walls, right?
Not yet. She,
oh, you
but
could,
that's
though.
With a partnership with a New York gallery called Uprise Art, and we plan to have a consistent stream of artists that are staying in the building and contributing. And
cool.
You know,
so these are artists in residence.
Yes.
That's
so Kristen's
cool.
A very talented, established artist based out of Brooklyn, and so we're going to continue to do that. I'm very excited about it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Great.
Good. Yeah.
I will entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Paul, second.
Second.
Aye.
So if you want to stay around, I'll get Nina.
Oh, yeah,
we're going to get you those reports.
Okay. Sounds good.
Douglas, I like our calendar.